New York Yankees reliever Mariano Rivera is the greatest closer in Major League history, with over 650 saves in 19 seasons and a career ERA of just over 2. And even as he approaches retirement, he's still exceptional. In a story he wrote for Sports on Earth this week, Sean Powell used the season Rivera is having to recall some other athletes who enjoyed marvelous final campaigns. Sean, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start by acknowledging just how good Mariano Rivera has been this season. According to the numbers, at least, very nearly as good as he's been for the past couple of decades, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's really kind of amazing. When you take a couple factors into play, number one, he had a knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And at his age, you would feel that it would limit him at least in his delivery, and it hasn't. Number two, he still throws a very hard, mean cutter. And I think it's just as effective now as it was, you know, last 3, 4, 5 years. Not necessarily in his heyday in the early 2000s, but still very effective. And also understand that the Yankees spent most of the last month in the hunt for a wild card chase, and it just shows how he has been able to deal with pressure with a team that really doesn't have a large margin of error.
Rivera is 43 years old, but one of the most striking things about your list of other athletes who retired when they could still win consistently is how young some of those other athletes were. Bjorn Borg was ranked number 2 in the world when he retired at just 26. Lorena Ochoa was the LPGA's top golfer for the 4th consecutive year when she retired at 28. What, if anything, did the greats who retired young have in common?
With Bjorn Borg, it's pretty much a mystery in terms of why he walked away. He's never really come out to explain it. Was he having personal problems? Was it something else going on in his life that we're not aware of? We do know that he has regretted it to an extent because he had financial issues, and then he tried to rush a comeback. As far as Ochoa, she just simply wanted to start a family. She was tired of the travel and wanted to go back home to Mexico and just start a family, which she has. I still think, however, that a lot of athletes who do retire young, I think they tend to regret a little bit because they could make a little bit more money. There are some exceptions. John Elway's already made a ton of money. He's probably worth right now about $150 million. But if they have something else to do to keep them active and occupied in retirement, then I think they have no regrets.
Well, Jim Brown had something else to do. He became a movie actor. When he retired from football, he was only 29. This was in 1966. And you seem to have been especially impressed by the way he retired. There was no celebrity tour of the NFL cities for Jim Brown.
I actually admired how he did it. People might think it was weird, and maybe by today's standard, it was weird. But I really admired Jim Brown not wanting a tour, not wanting testimonies, not wanting to go from, you know, stadium to stadium and stand there on a 50-yard line and get a gift like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar really kind of made that famous, you know, years ago when he retired. Jim Brown was said, you know what, I'm not into the hype. I'm not into having people slap me on the back one last time. I don't need that for my self-esteem. So he just basically just called a reporter who he was familiar with and said, hey, I think I'm done playing football. Conversation, I think, lasted maybe about 2 minutes. He hung up and he was shooting the Dirty Dozen over in London, and he just went back to his shoot. There was no tour, no nothing, even when he came back.
Your choice for the very best in the category you've established is Sandy Koufax. It's very hard to argue with that pick. He retired at age 30 after posting a 27-9 record with an ERA of 1.73. But of course, by then, every pitch Koufax threw hurt, right? Shouldn't you have mentioned that?
Yeah, well, I don't think his physical ailments drove him from the game. I think it might have played a part. He was not broken down. It wasn't like in his last 4 or 5 starts he could barely get off the mound. I just think he had a standard. He wasn't going to go under that standard. But also, nobody really knows. You know, he's so shrouded in mystery, we really will never know the answer.
I'm curious, Sean, about whether you've heard from readers who feel that you've left their favorite athlete who was great in his or her final season off your list.
Well, I guess it all depends on the level of athlete we're talking about. You know, take Michael Strahan, for example. In his final year, the Giants won the Super Bowl. What a way to go out. But at that point in time, Michael Strahan, he was still good, and he did play an outstanding game in the Super Bowl, but he wasn't even the best defensive lineman on his team. You know, Justin Tuck was. So I don't think you can really put him in the top 10. I mean, John Elway, he was a number 5 rated quarterback when he went out. I had to put him on the top 10 because he's a number 5 rated quarterback. But you can find dozens of examples of athletes who went out pretty close to their prime. But I think these 10 sort of separate themselves from the pack, along with Mariano Rivera, because they remained, I would say, within 90%, 85 to 90% of their prime, which is to say a lot about these athletes and their ability to perform very well near the end.
You can find a link to Sean Powell's Sports on Earth story, Going Out in Style, at onlyagame.org. Sean, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, hey, thanks. Anytime.
You can link to Sean Powell's list of the top 11 sports swan songs of all time by visiting onlyagame.org, and then you can argue with him or offer a list of your own by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio.